Hello.
How's the energy for practice?
Good. It's good. I tried to slow him down a little bit, especially at the beginning of practice. Be in control. We got a new grass surface, and wanted the guys to get over, get their feet under him, get used to it. So, just me overly cautious, but I think that was the right thing to do.
So, what, you guys did some scouting stuff, kind of slow the tempo down?
No, that wasn't for that reason. we had a game on Thursday, so we have some preparation starting for the Ravens. I glanced up at it a few times. Sure.
Well, it's nice this time of camp to break the monotony for the players to have fans and watch practice, right?
I think so. Yes. No question about it. Adds to the energy. Yes. Really good. The players comment. It's a little bit different than our grass field at the practice field. A little bit more Bermuda in it, but thought it was good. Really good traction and. A lot of people were happy. I don't know.
Importance in, it's like playing a new golf course with different sight lines, you know, for quarterbacks, receivers, seeing the ball travel in a different environment. Does that help practicing today like that?
Yes, I mean, that's what we got to get used to, the way we're used to Candlestick, the grass there, the sight lines there, the wind. Sun, angles, all those things. Got to get used to this stadium, the surface, what the flags do, where the wind blows. But that's the main reason for practicing here.
Do you guys see further report on Glenn Dorsey after surgery and try to figure out what the timetable might be?
I have not.
On that subject, how big of a blow is it to keep your team to defense to
see
into saying something like that? That was
definitely a big blow. He was playing really good and had himself in great shape, ready for the season. It's a tough luck. That's a bad break.
Talk about how big the steps are for second-year players in their second season, their second camp. Have you seen those types of steps from Quentin Patton?
Yes. Seen a lot of good things, Quentin Patton. I've always seen a competitive, very competitive individual, talented, likes to practice, likes to make tough catches, etc. He stayed healthy this entire off season and training camp, and you know, he's starting to stack good practice after good practice. So, consistently good is a great step. Yes, I mean there's talk of that. Yes, we worked out a youngster today, and I'm not sure if he's signed yet or not. So. It's a good possibility that he is. Once I go in after practice here and check that out. Yes. That's 100% the reason. Getting to the point where we're practicing with about 69 healthy guys to my count today, and four of those are kicker, three of those are kickers and one is a long snapper, so 65 bodies or so. I mean, we need guys. And it's not just chances to play running back, but all that the football game is going to entail, running down on kickoffs, punts, special teams. So it's a great chance for another youngster to compete, and I think our team needed that. Fingernail. No, it didn't come off. A little bloody around the edges.
updated timetable on Crabtree and Lloyd?
No, don't have an updated timetable there. Yes. Oh, he's here. He's here in meetings. Working out.
Baltimore, like Crabtree and Lloyd, and the injured guys, or will they remain here for the
They're going to go with us.
Decided how much the starter will play, so like how long Kaepernick or Frank will play?
I have a good idea. Colin will be a couple drives at the most. It could have one drive that goes really well and say that's it right there, or it could have two drives. It won't be much more than that.
You guys aren't going to be practicing on Friday, right?
No. No, we're not.
Not doing that wounded warrior game either, then?
No. No, we're not. A lot like the practices that you saw today.
They're concerned.
Not full-on scrimmages, no.
They're concerned when you practice against another team. It's nice to face somebody else, but yet you don't have the control you do as a head coach facing somebody else's team in their country.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that we're going to have to go in. Everybody's going to have the mindset. Both teams are going to have the mindset. I mean, we're here to get good work. When it comes to practice, they are drills. They are practice drills. And, you know, what we'll say to our ball club is we're going to treat that ball club like it's our ball club. You know, our goal is going to be take care of them like we would taking care of each other when offense is going against defense. And I'm sure that the Ravens will have the same approach, that we're here for good work. That's the goal. That's the purpose.
How much you work with your brother on designing those practices?
Yeah, I mean, working with him, yeah. Yeah, input both ways. We got it knocked out. I think we got a good plan, and the goal is for good work.
You've already got the practice schedules set.
Mm-hmm.
How much did you look at?
The possible home field advantage. Is it just the crowd itself being the advantage, or the facilities and all of the stuff that comes with this?
Well, I mean, you want to mark your territory. I mean, you want it to be that. So you don't want to look at it just as possible. It's like we're gonna make it a home field advantage, and I think we have players to do that. And right now, getting used to the environment, the wind, the grass, sight lines, you know, those are the main things. We've always counted on our crowd to be behind us, and they always are. So, hopefully, we play good. They're behind us, and we do just that. Make it a great home field advantage the way Candlestick was. No, I mean, I always like to think of those as between me and the player and not for public consumption.
Yeah, I mean, officials.
I mean, Anquan Boldin, I mean, there's no more special practice player in all of football that I've ever seen. Special the way he practices, special the way he loves making the tough catch and competing at practice. I mean, there's nobody more special than him when it comes to practicing football.
One of the things that the officials talked about, though, was the players are out there.
No, Anquan's a great pro.
So what a player does in a preseason game, weighted more than maybe what they do in practice, is it even? How would you categorize, the impact that they can make in a game versus practice?
Both. I mean, all fit into the puzzle. You know, I don't know that there's one that, I mean, like, a game is such a percentage. How many practices add up to what a game is, but, you know, game is a game. You know, that's very important. And you want to win, and we want to see our guys play well, and we want to see them go out and execute. And those are the things you look for, you know, who can take it from the practice field to the game environment and be successful. Ultimately, that is what they keep track of.
Two more, please.
He had a little something that was bothering him, and thought it prudent to not go full go today. He did participate a little bit in individual, but it's still being cautious, being smart. He had a little something, you know. I just never feel like it's my duty to report every you know, symptom, ache, pain.
Van Dorsey, who is looking to step in there
today? Well, there's quite a few. Like in the nose tackle position, Mike Purcell's been playing very well. Quentin Dial's been in the mix at that position. Ian Williams is still possible at time when he comes back. But, you know, right now the guys that are in there and playing are Purcell and Quentin Dial are getting the shots at. And the proven player there is Tony Girardetti. So we've got players for that position, and they'll be fighting for that spot.
Still enjoy competing against your brother?
I enjoy competing. I can enjoy competing. I mean, I think the thing we're going to be doing, Thursday night is exactly that. I mean, you're competing. That's what it is. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Or joining forces, working together to make both our ball clubs better.
You able to get any personal time with them while you're out there? You know, families get together, or anything like that?
I hope so. I got to see Allison because her birthday is August 10th. So hopefully I get a chance to, I hope I will get a chance or try to. I'll take the try out of it. We'll deliver the birthday present to Allison.
Thank you.